I'd like to welcome everyone to another in our continuing, if somewhat occasional, series of Monday afternoon political science lectures, the politics lecture series. And we're delighted today to have Professor Ray Seidelman join us to speak on a topic which I will allow my friend and colleague Judy Hellman to introduce more fully, as well as Ray.
Okay, thank you, George. I get to have the fun of introducing Ray, partly because Steve wasn't sure if he'd be here quite on time because he lectures, so it fell to me. But I'm delighted to have that chance because Steve and I are very, very happy to have known Ray since he was a graduate student. And it just shows that there is a life after graduate studies. And Ray's life has included a dissertation on Italian politics, work in the comparative field, work actually in every field in political science except international relations. But I bet if you asked him a question on international relations, he would be able to address it. In the last many years, Ray, who had been a professor at SUNY Albany, has been at Sarah Lawrence College. And he has focused more and more and more on U.S. politics. And I have to say, menos mal, just as well, because Ray is the author of the best-selling textbook from the left on U.S. politics called The Democratic Debate, an Introduction to U.S. Politics. He's also the author of a history of social science called Disenchanted Realists, Political Science and the American Crisis. And he is a very, very frequent guest on radio, in community debates. He is famous at Sarah Lawrence as the professor who will load up two vans of students and take them to an anti-global demo in Montreal, who more recently... in Quebec City. Who more recently loaded up one van?
Two vans.
Two vans. Two vans seems to be the operative number for Ray Seidelman's student-oriented excursions. More recently, and we've coaxed him into telling us a little bit about this, took two vans of students to Ohio, a famous swing state, to canvass voters, register voters, talk to real people out there, and above all, to give students the experience of seeing what is really going on with the U.S. electorate. So he brings to us this very rich background of scholarship and action around these issues, and I think I'd like to just thank Ray for agreeing, as he did all the way back last summer when we were rather hoping he'd be talking to us about how and why Kerry won. But in any event, I have no doubt that he has important things for us to carry away with us, maybe more important for us to carry away with us than he would have had we all been here in a more festive feeling. So
thank you, Judy and George.